Welcome to Third Coast Vein, presented by the Coastal Bend Blood Center. And now, here's your host, Ashley Ramirez.
Hello, everyone. It's Ashley Ramirez with your Third Coast Vein podcast. And today I have some pretty cool guests on the show. We have our local breweries in the house, Lazy Beach and BJ's Pizza, Jessica and Chris here. Hello, guys.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Isn't it, Jess?
Yep.
So obviously this is our annual Battle of the Breweries that we're talking about today. It's coming up on June the 15th, and we're really excited because, well, it's summertime. And as we were just discussing, is summer is really, really crucial for your local blood center, you know, and it's already striking down on us. We are seeing less than half of what we normally should be seeing or, you know, obtaining as far as blood donations. So it's a really trying time for us, but we, of course, we expect it because this is what happens literally every summer. So this is why we, you know, host these campaigns such as Battle of the Breweries, you know, so because in hopes that we just bring more awareness, of course, of the importance of blood, but also that we get more blood donations, right? That we increase our blood donations. So on behalf of the Blood Center, we've told you this many times, but thank you so much for believing in our mission and for partnering up with us once again for this annual event. We're excited. We're hopeful that we're going to see some really great turnout. So Jessica, tell us a little bit more about yourself and how long you have, Lazy Beach has been part of the Coastal Bend.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So we opened up our first brewing facility in 2014, and we were able to serve our first pint at Cassidy's Irish Pub downtown on June 4th. Wow. Of 2014.
Yes.
We were in the works of creating a brew house that opened on June 6th of 2015.
Okay.
And since then, we have been in that location, and that's going to be 10 years. Oh, wait. Today.
Oh, my God.
10 years today. Today is the day.
I feel like we need to put some music for that.
Oh, bring it.
10 years.
What's up, you Lazy Beaches?
You guys have quite a shindig planned for the weekend, don't you?
Shoot, we have actually, and that's what's so crazy, is we're on day 7.
Currently. That's right, it's a 10 days.
We, you know,
different beers every day.
It's so funny, we're Lazy Beaches at heart, but today we're an ambitious beach.
I can imagine, you guys are anything but lazy.
No. And yeah, so we've got, we've had up to 10 beers being released since last Thursday. And now today we've got our Hang Ten games. And then on Saturday is the big luau day. We've got a Loggerhead can release. It's going to be hitting shelves. We're having a big party. We're going to have six-pack specials.
And what time does this kick off?
So that one starts at 5 with our second Saturday market as well.
Okay.
So if you come in at 5 o'clock, you're going to see the Texas Sea Life Center. You're going to see a whole bunch of local market vendors. Vitacana is going to be coming out and helping support the Texas Sea Life Center. We've got a raffle where if you buy tickets, 100% of those proceeds are going to be going to the Texas Sea Life Center because the beer is the Loggerhead.
Right.
And it's L-A-G-E-R, where the lager is L-O-G-G-E-R.
Got it.
But it's still, it's in honor of our, you know, our sea turtle, not just the Loggerhead, but it's all sea turtles specifically in the Coastal Bend area because, you know, there's only 7 sea turtles worldwide.
Right.
And 5 of which are here in the Coastal Bend.
Hey, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a little fun fact.
Yeah. But the Loggerhead itself is going to be benefiting from this drive. And so we're just hoping to sell a whole bunch of tickets. And if you do get drawn, we have, I think, 10 different prizes that are available anywhere to, I want to say, $120 to over $500 in value.
Wow. So you guys always have something, right? You guys are pretty busy on the calendar, right? I mean, your calendar's pretty full, right?
Well, with the fun family-filled location that we have on the south side,
right.
And then, of course, with downtown being in the heart of the city, it's kind of exciting to be able to share and do a lot of different things and connecting with the community and showing, you know, not just local vendors and different shops, but there's different aspects of our community that like to shine. Like we're working with Paradise Pole Fitness.
Okay.
They're going to be doing a show at Art Walk tomorrow.
That's super cool.
We've got, you know, I mean, it's like, it's the same idea of working with you guys.
Yes, yes.
We want to find a way to connect with our community. And the easiest way to do that is to talk to the people and be connected with them.
That's what it's all about. It really is. It's about helping one another, networking, and being able just to just to help one another. Agreed. I mean, if you're not doing that, then what really are you doing when you are in business, especially here in the Coastal Bend? If you cannot help another local business, then, you know.
What's the point? What is the point? And that was really cool because even during COVID, we were able to help a lot of food trucks stay in business.
That's awesome.
And that was a really beautiful thing. Now, not just staying in business, but I'm excited about saving some lives.
Yes.
Because with this blood drive,
yes.
I'm excited because, man, I mean, making beer is like almost life-saving to me because, you know, it brings me a little bit of sanity. But the idea that, you know, if you come and you donate a pint, we're going to give you one too.
Yes.
But that's still just...
It's really a beautiful thing. I love it. And I love that you guys are passionate about it. We're just really thankful. Shout out to your second location. That's really awesome.
That's right.
Really awesome. Congratulations on that. And both of them will be participating in this Battle of the Breweries, correct?
Okay, cool. You'll be able to go to either a Southside location, which is, you know, over on Yorktown, over by the new Del Mar.
Yep.
Or the downtown location on Chaparral.
Okay.
So...
And both of those times, this Battle of the Breweries is one day. It's taking place one day, which again is June the 15th. But you guys, both of you, BJ's and Lazy Beach, both locations are happening from 4 to 7.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, correct. Cool. Can you talk about, and then, you know, obviously we're going to get to you, Chris, your giveaway. I think it's all of you guys are giving, is it 20 or 25% off?
We're going to do 25% off. That's the really cool thing is, you donate, you don't just get the pint of beer this time. You're actually getting a pint glass, which is absolutely gorgeous, by the way.
So cool.
Looking at it right now, I am so glad I get one.
Yes, we're so excited.
I'm still going to donate, but I'm like, this is really cool.
No,
and the fact that it has all of our logos on it.
Yes, that's special.
I think that's beautiful. And that really shows the community right there.
The community unity. Exactly. You guys, I know we joke around and we say, you know, friendly competition, but you guys are really there for each other. And I really love that. You guys, there's no bad blood at all whatsoever. And you guys are coming together for a great cause. And I think I've done that before too. So we love it. And we're really excited. I know listeners, you cannot see it, but check out our Facebook, our social media platforms. You can see it there. Of course, we're going to create a fun little friendly competition video with everybody here with Jessica, Chris, and some of the other other folks at the other brewery. So stay tuned for that as well. But again, thank you, Jessica, for being here. And now getting to you, Chris, you are the defending champion.
Two-time defending champion, but I'm not exactly sure how I'm supposed to follow that last bit. You pretty well took all the thunder and... but I am outnumbered by two beautiful ladies, and so I kind of understand that today. But yes, I am Chris Baker, owner of B&J's Pizza. We have been in business since 1987.
Beautiful.
Going on, I believe, 36 years or something like that. Now, I can't do math.
Yep.
We've been brewing now for probably about 10 to 12 years. I can't remember exactly. We started off as just small, like a homebrew type thing set up in our store just to kind of feel that out because we were the first actual brew facility in Corpus. We were the first ones to start it, and we are still a brew pub. We're the only real considered brew pub, I guess, in the city. I'm not sure if Nuasis would be considered a brew pub now.
I believe...
because they have their own, you know, They have the barbecue restaurant there inside, but they can also distribute their beer. So it's kind of a crazy thing how all of that works. But
because we're a brew pub as well.
With all the food and everything.
Yep.
But so we've been, you know, every year we've been doing the things with the Blood Center. Even before we did the Battle of the Breweries, we always do lots of promotions and stuff at either one of our restaurants, trying to get people to come out. Because we, as she said, we are very knowing that this time of year especially is just hard on people. And we want to get the word out as best as we can. You come out and donate blood, and you don't really realize how much blood is needed.
Yes.
Especially during the summer times. And of course, that's the main time when everybody's gone on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So the time that is needed the most, it's usually the slowest time to get the donation. So it's always tried our best to get as many people come out there and serve the community, save a life. It's just the most important thing you can do.
It really is. Thank you so much. So do you have, again, BJ's Pizza, June 15th, 4 to 7.
Right.
Lazy Beach, both locations, Southside and Downtown, 4 to 7. Both of you, actually all the breweries, are going to give 25% off a pint of blood.
Pint of blood? I don't think we're vampires.
I mean, not
yet,
a pint of blood.
I want you guys to keep the blood.
Yeah.
We'll serve beer.
Although it would look cool in this glass, I don't think that's a good idea. You
know what? I'm not even going to edit that. That was hilarious. I'm not even going to edit that.
And you know what?
Pint of beer. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Yes. And so it's actually going to be anything that flows from our taps, too.
Sure, absolutely. Oh, okay. Any of the beers on tap.
Cool.
Not any one specific beer.
Just to be clear, not a pint of blood, you guys. I'm so sorry. I think that my mind is still with our shortage right now. We have so much going on with the blood center that I'm just thinking blood, 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 blood. So, yes, apologize. So just to be clear, not a pint of blood. It's 25% off any beer flow in or however you guys.
Right. And that's after, of course, when you do donate blood, you get a coupon or a ticket to get an actual pint of beer that day as well, and in the glass, and then keep the glass, and anytime you come back through the end of June,
you
will be able to get the 25% discount on any of the beers.
This goes on through the end of June, you guys. That's awesome. So not only are you going to get save lives, and you know, we need to mention that with every one donation, you not only save one life, you save multiple. You can save anywhere from 3 to 5 lives with just one donation. That's amazing. Yes, 3 to 5. That's amazing. So not only are you doing that first and foremost, but you get this really cool, as we mentioned, pint glass, and you get to come back anytime through the end of June, and you get 25% off. So that's really, really cool. Thank you guys for doing that. Is there anything you want to say about this competition? I'll let you say.
It's kind of tough to call it a competition.
Okay.
I mean, because at B&J's, we wouldn't be able to have a brewery without Lazy Beach.
I love that. Yeah. That's great.
They help us with all that. We buy our grain from them. Yep. We mill our own grain. We clean our kegs at their location. So we've been friends since they opened it up. And it's actually the whole brewery community. We know that all of us that are the locals, the stronger we are is together.
Exactly.
And the more people we can bring in. So anytime we have some sort of a festival or a community gathering or anything that, you know, that we think the breweries might be able to help.
Y'all are all in.
Then we are, and we are all in.
I can attest to that because we had a luncheon prior to this podcast, you know, before we wanted to get together and have some ideas about this annual Battle of the Breweries, and they were all there, and they're just so happy, and just, you know, you can tell that there's actual true friendships there, and there's literally, it's just all about unity for them. So Chris is speaking the truth. Yeah, I can attest.
Sharing our love of the product.
That's right. Yeah. And really the love for your community, to give back to your community. And that's exactly what we're doing here too. We're trying to just come together and network and partner up with as many people as we can so that we can bring that awareness. It's really the same thing. You know, we need to unite as a community to give blood and to give life. That's what it really is. Being the sole provider of blood supply, we need to see at least 120, as I mentioned earlier, every single day. We have no days off. We are open 7 days a week. So these patients in our hospitals are literally counting on their life-saving blood. And if it wasn't for our amazing caring donors out in our community, we would not be able to fulfill our mission, you know, which is to save as many lives. So a lot of people, I think, know the importance, but there is many that don't understand it until it hits home, you know, and that's unfortunate. That's what we're trying. We don't want you to understand it until it hits home. We want to make sure that we're doing our part to have our blood shelf stocked at all times, because a lot of people don't realize that blood has a certain shelf life. So for example, whole blood is only good for 42 days. After that, you know, it's no longer valid. So this is extremely important. I think a lot of people think that we just store our blood and it's just there and it's good forever, which I always say that would be amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that would be, my goodness, we would have absolutely nothing to worry about, but that's not the case. So, you know, we just want to remind everybody that it's really, really a crucial time right now for the blood center. Summertime, it's just what it is every single year. And, you know, as you mentioned, people are just the distractions that come with summer. People are on vacations. People, you know, our high school students account for 30% of our blood supply. They're obviously out of school. There's just so many things that occur in the summer that people are not thinking about donating blood and donating life. So this is where these really key campaigns come in, that we're trying to work together, uniting, as you mentioned, to make sure that we bring that constant awareness and that we're obtaining as many blood donations as possible. So you guys, whoever's listening today, please, 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 if you are well and healthy, donate today. Schedule your life-saving blood today. Schedule for June 15th to be present at any one of these breweries and donate at their breweries. They're all amazing. And we need you. We need you every single day. Is there anything else you guys want to tell the community as far as giving blood? Have you guys ever been impacted by blood donations by chance, or know of somebody that has?
Man, I have, like you said, with high schoolers, I have really, every time I always wanted to go donate, they always told me I couldn't because of either whatever stipulations.
Okay.
But I finally was able to donate for the first time after having my first kiddo.
Okay.
I apparently, everything was in line and I got to donate.
That's
and I've
beautiful.
Donated a few times since then, which was really kind of wonderful, and knowing that, you know, I can give back
yes.
in more than one way.
Mm-hmm.
And in that donation, I've known a few people who have needed them.
Okay.
And luckily it saved their lives.
I love
and I
that.
Think that right there, like I don't want to give names just because
yeah, no.
it's personal and
correct.
Maybe HIPAA violating possibly, but either way, it's still that idea that every time I get a chance to impact mm-hmm. another person, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like it makes me feel really good inside.
I love that.
And it's as stupid as, and it's, if it's really as stupid simple as being able to share something that my brewery created, oh my gosh, look at me, I'm dying.
I know, it's okay, I love that. I love the passion, and this is what it's all about.
It is, but, you know, if I can just give one pint of beer, or the fact that I can give a donation of, a discount, giving a discount of something as simple as something that we create and love to somebody who gives something a part of themselves that can then go to somebody else's loved one mm-hmm. and save their life too. Like, that's kind of like, woohoo.
Yes.
I can't think of anything better in this world to know that what I'm doing is not only impacting myself, my husband, my kiddos, our community, but it goes greater than that.
Yes.
I mean,
you're literally making, truly a local impact, and it's a huge deal, and I love the passion behind it. This is what we love to see, and we can only hope that everybody feels the way you do, Jessica.
I do. Yeah. I know.
Literally.
And that's where it's so exciting too. Like I want to make sure, and we extend that. I know this is the battle of the breweries, and that's
right.
kind of a 21 and up thing.
Okay.
But, you know, we have non-alcoholic beverages available
okay.
as well on
okay.
tap.
Perfect.
My kiddos make root beer. We have a non-alcoholic Granita, and I'm
yes.
sure
oh, you I've got, had both. They are delicious.
And I think everybody would be willing to also give, I mean, all these different products to anybody under 21 as well.
Perfect.
If they donate and they give their pint, and they get their pint and they bring it in and they are under 21, I mean, I don't see why we can't extend it to them as well.
I love that.
And
are you good with that
like
too?
Like you said,
absolutely.
I mean, if 30% of our
high school students, yes,
high school students are donating, I don't see why we can't extend it to them too.
I love that.
I
think
mean,
that's
they get
an
the pint of ice
idea.
Cream,
right?
They get their shirt,
yep.
they get their glass, and then they can have, you know, root beer or a lemonade or
yep.
whatever. Because I know Nuasis also makes some really good sodas too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be something really cool to share with them too.
I absolutely
if
love that
it
idea.
Expands, if it expands and helps get us extra donations,
yes.
I
yes.
say, why not do it?
That's what it's all about. Thank you. Thank you so much for mentioning that. We appreciate that. And you heard it here. So they will extend it to you guys too. Everybody who's under 21.
Yeah, that's right. Step up.
Step up. Oh, yeah. As long as you're 18 and be able to donate blood, please
exactly.
come down.
Yes, yes. Let's make this year even more successful than last year. That's the goal, right? We want to, you know, those goals to just increase and for us to just make it even more successful every year. I
yes.
think it's really cool. And maybe the pint glasses are going to get just even more cool every year, hopefully, right? But again, at the end of the day, it's really just about understanding the mission and understanding that we are doing something so much bigger than ourselves. We are making a huge local and global impact by donating blood. You're literally donating life. You are giving these individuals at our local hospitals another opportunity of life, another day to be with their loved ones, their husbands, their mothers, their children. I mean, that is so special. And it truly, as you stated, it does not get better than that. This is the best way you can give back is to give life, period, right? So thank you for mentioning that. And I love that you mentioned all the things they're going to get. So for the month of June, I want to talk about all the fun incentives because people love free things and incentives.
Oh,
so
oh,
we got to talk about that, right? So anybody who donates through the month of June will get a free Bluebell pint of ice cream. We'll also get a free rock and roll t-shirt, which is super cool. Also, we have a huge giveaway right now. We partnered with Southwest airlines. So we anybody who donates from June the 1st through June 14th, which is the day before the Battle of the Breweries, will be entered in for an opportunity to win a $1,000 Southwest Airlines gift card, as well as a $500 Airbnb gift card. This is the perfect summer getaway vacation. You can go wherever your heart desires, and you know that you won this by doing something really amazing, by saving lives. So again, it doesn't get better than this. If you are healthy, please, please donate blood. We need you. We truly, truly need you every single day, not just during critical times, not just summertime, not just during global pandemics, not, you know, we need you every day. Let's do our part as a community. Let's unite and make sure that our blood shelves are always stocked, and that we never have to worry if we have the ability to save lives in our local hospitals. And the way that we can do this is by making that commitment to donate blood and to be a consistent donor. That's really the key. So, you know, you can donate whole blood every 56 days, which equates to a little more than four times a year. And I know maybe four plus times a year may seem, you know, that's too much. I have a lot going on. We get it. Everybody's busy. But if you can even just commit, maybe just start off by saying, you know what, I'm going to donate twice a year. That right there, if everybody or the majority of our community residents who are able to donate could make this commitment, that right there would make the world of the difference, world of a difference for your local blood center. So just keep it in mind. Hopefully this is something that, you know, we can not persuade you, but highly encourage you to do so, something to do. You know, again, it just doesn't get better than this. And we're just really going through some tough times right now. So we hope that listeners out there, that you're making your life-saving appointment. You can do so on our website at coastalbendbloodcenter.org, or you can give us a call, 361-855-4943, or walk-ins are welcome. We want to make sure that you guys know that walk-ins are always welcome. Jessica, Chris, thank you so much. We're excited. We're looking forward to it. Chris, you know, BJ's is our reigning champ. So he
was, this year.
Right.
This last year they were. This current one.
No, I know. I think a three-peat is, you know, on the set. You know, but we're all in this together. Chris. You do happen to know that donating blood, you get a free pint of beer. And what is the absolute number one thing that goes with beer? A pizza. Come on. You can't argue with that.
Right.
Well, that is true. But, you know, my dad always said the best things in life were beer and tacos.
Tacos.
Yes. But you, because our cafe, Southside, you know, we've got some killer tacos.
I am loving this.
Bok bacon. Oh, mama, that one is the best. I mean, I think we've got a few more, too. I think there's an ancho. No, don't you take that microphone away from me, sir. No. No, the, bacon and beer. Have you ever had anything better?
It's kind of hard to argue with bacon. We cook bacon. We have bacon for our pizzas and sandwiches. And,
yes, you do.
Sometimes in the morning when I come in and they're cooking it for the day, I get yelled at from some of the employees saying, as I walk by, I will snag two or three pieces of their bacon.
Yeah.
They'll yell at me for it.
Well, I'm not going to let that Jack special, I mean, extra garlic and all that bacon on there, just I agree. That is really good with beer. But,
you know, honestly, it's safe to say that both of your locations and the food and the beer and all the things are amazing. So whoever can donate at BJ's Pizza or Lazy Beach, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
there's no reason not to.
At the end of the day, we have a goal as a whole, right? We have individual goals at these locations, and then we have a total goal, and we just hope and pray that we are able to fulfill that this year.
We're going to blow that goal out of the water.
That's what we love to hear.
That's definitely the feeling right now. You said it was 25 people donated last year at all of the breweries.
I believe that's correct. So we're hoping that we can make that so much bigger.
I
think we can.
I really believe we can.
So, you know, it's all about spreading the word, whether it's through our social platforms or just word of mouth. I've come to understand that word of mouth sometimes is the best way to, you know, make sure you get the word out.
Yeah. And now this year, since we're all the breweries are in on this together, and are the beer drinking community. If
right.
They find out, they get a free pint of beer,
yep,
and then a discount
the residual
beer
25%.
For every, yes, day for the rest of the month. Yeah, I think we're going to be okay.
I think so too. I think. Thank you guys so much for being on this show. We appreciate you. Once again, thank you for, I can't say it enough, really supporting our mission here at the Blood Center. We're looking forward to June 15th. We're really excited. I'll probably be out some of your locations, just getting some lives and, you know, maybe some media out there as well. And, you know, I just love being there because it's always fun. It's always fun vibes at all of your breweries. So we're excited. Any last minute words? Just anything you want to let the community know as far as donating blood?
Get out and save lives.
That's right. Just make sure you get out and do this. Donating blood is really, if you're healthy enough to do it, there's no reason you shouldn't.
Yeah. And I know Ashley and I had spoken about the faux pas of tattoos.
Yes.
That's another
I'm
big
glad
thing
you brought that up.
We want to kind of buff.
Yes.
If you've gotten a tattoo.
Yes. If you think, oh, you know what, I can't donate. This is one of our biggest myths. Because I have a tattoo, no worries. As long as it's healed and it was done at a Texas facility, you're fine. Another big one is diabetes. Some people think, oh, I have diabetes, I can't donate. Nope. You can. Diabetics donate all the time. You just need to let us know what medication you are currently on. And our phlebotomist would be more than happy to look that up for you and let you know if you are able to donate or not. But diabetics donate all the time, just FYI. Yep. And tattoos are fine as long as they're healed and they were done at a Texas facility. So
is there any other, like, and like if I feel like, well, I'm not, oh man, maybe I can't donate, is there a possibility that on the bus they can have their blood checked? And
oh yeah. So the process, I'm glad you asked, you have to be 17 years of age or older. You have to have a photo ID on you. And then you're going to go through what we call a mini physical. They're going to check your blood pressure. You're going to check your iron. And then you're going to fill out a 43 questionnaire. Now, if all that pans out, then you're good to go. And then you donate. So literally the actual donating blood is the least amount of time. That takes about 10 minutes. So all in all, to donate whole blood is about 35 minutes or so. Super short, super easy. We have some of the best phlebotomists. They make you feel at ease. They make you feel comfortable. And before you know it, you're finished and you feel amazing. I think it's one of the most rewarding feelings, as you guys know. I mean, it's amazing. And then you're walking off with all this fun stuff. You know, you have your pint of Blue Bowl ice cream. You have your Rock and Roll t-shirt. You have your Chewy's coupon. You have a chance to be entered in for a $1,000 Southwest Airlines gift card, $500 Airbnb. And then, of course, at the breweries, you're walking away with a super cool pint glass and 25% off till the end of the month.
Right to your favorite brewery, whichever one it happens to be.
You're going to get to help them hopefully steal the title away from
being. There you go.
Good luck.
Chris is holding on to that trophy tight, huh?
Absolutely.
So just so you guys know, they not only do you get bragging rights, but you also get the traveling trophy. So you guys will be able, whoever wins, keeps that at their location for an entire year. So that's pretty cool.
So you've found it, that way you can hand it over.
It's up on the wall in its own special place where it will stay for quite some time.
You think so?
I think so.
I hope you're right. But I've got two locations, Chris.
I have two locations too, you know.
Oh, that's right, you do.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, I've got a downtown community that's going to back
us.
Yes,
you do. You have me on the downtown community. On the weekends, downtown is pretty hopping. I'm a little maybe worried this year.
Okay. But, hey, thank you for being honest. There you go.
We shall see.
You never know.
If it is, and whoever it is, all the breweries are welcome to come back over to B&J's and take a look at the trophy.
Okay. I will pine.
I love that. Okay, guys. And with that being said, thank you once again. We appreciate you guys. And good luck to both of you guys. And we can't wait.
You, sir. Cheers.
Yay, cheers.
Good luck to everybody.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you on the next show.
You've been listening to Third Coast Vein, presented by the Coastal Bend Blood Center, with your host, Ashley Ramirez. Tune in for the next episode of the Third Coast Vein.